Tonight's brief word of encouragement is this. What is God's report? What is God's report? You know, it's been over 3 months, almost 4 months, since I've last been here at John 3:16. And it's been a while. Our nation, over the last 3.5 months, since March, has done a 180 degree. Would you agree? Due to COVID-19. And so much has changed, from how we enter restaurants. How we eat at restaurants, how we sit in churches. You know, a lot of people nowadays are working from home due to advanced technology, and students, a lot of students have not attended schools and colleges over the last maybe couple of months. And along with all the change has come an avalanche of fear, mainly from the media, maybe from family and friends, but mainly this avalanche of fear has come from the media. How many here tonight know what I'm talking about? All right. The media has done quite a job instilling fear into the hearts and minds of so many Americans. Now, they talk about COVID-19 and the cases and the new cases and the second wave and how many people have died and how many people are going to die. And they're instilling fear into the hearts of people. Worse than the coronavirus itself is the virus called fear. It spreads so fast from person to person. You know, Paul the Apostle in the New Testament had something to say to his protege Timothy about this. Paul the Apostle to Timothy in the New Testament. Now, a little bit about background here. Timothy was from Lystra, and he was converted to Christ under Paul's ministry. And Paul went to Macedonia on one of his missionary journeys, and he told Timothy to stay behind in Ephesus, to minister in Ephesus. Now, Ephesus was not a Christian area. Ephesus was an ungodly area. And so he tells Timothy in 1 Timothy, in the first epistle, to stay there in Ephesus. And then in 2 Timothy, Paul was in prison. And you know, Timothy, his protege, could have been thinking, man, my great mentor, Paul, is in prison. He's no longer here with me. I've got this great ministry responsibility of Ephesus to advance the kingdom of God on my shoulders. He could have been thinking, my great mentor Paul is about to die. You know, and so Paul may have sensed the hardships that were going to come into Timothy's life. He sensed the difficult task ahead for Timothy, and I bet you Timothy sensed it himself. And in the midst of this, he writes 2 Timothy to encourage his protege. And in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, he writes this: "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." You know, Paul probably sensed Timothy shrinking back, becoming timid, fearful of this great ministry responsibility on his shoulders in Ephesus without Paul being there, because Paul, as I said, was in prison. And he writes to him, God did not give us the spirit of fear. God did not give us the spirit of timidity, but God has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Is that good news here tonight? That's God's report to us. He has given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. And for you today, you may not be shrinking back in fear due to a ministry obligation like Timothy. All right? But perhaps fear of COVID-19 has been so great that it has paralyzed you from moving forward. That's what fear does. This emotion fear, which senses imminent danger, if you think about it and you meditate on it, you become timid, you become cowardly, you become paralyzed, you can't take steps forward, you stay stuck in the same place, you start shrinking back, you start becoming inward focused. And I think this is what Paul might have been sensing about Timothy. And maybe you've been paralyzed by fear over the last few months. Maybe you're thinking, am I going to get COVID-19? Does this person have it? Does she have it? Am I going to die prematurely if I contract the virus? So Paul's words to Timothy applies to us as well today. God has not given us, God has not given you the spirit of fear, the spirit of timidity, the spirit of shrinking back. But God has given us the spirit of power. The word there is dunamis, miraculous power. The power that raised Jesus from the dead, and of love and of a sound mind. Is that good news here tonight? So let's talk about these three things that God has given us in place of fear, timidity, and cowardice. First of all, God has given us a spirit of power. Dunamis. Dunamis is miracle, miraculous power. God has given you power by the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of you to overcome and defeat tormenting fear that would try to keep you up at night. You know, fear, when it gets out of control, and its cousin worry, if you keep thinking about that same thing, that imminent danger, over and over and over again, it will paralyze you from moving forward, from taking risks, from stepping out beyond yourself, and it'll keep you up at night. But God is giving you power over tormenting fear. Is that good news here tonight?
Yes, sir.
You need to speak to tormenting fear, ungodly fear. Tormenting fear is of the devil. It is a negative spiritual force. It expects the worst possible outcome. You need to tell it to go in Jesus' name. I have got power over you, tormenting fear. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we're to be cautious during this time. During this time of crisis, we are to be cautious. It's good to wear masks in public. It's good to use sanitizing lotion. It's good not to put your hands to your mouth. It's good to keep a safe, healthy social distance of 6 feet. But you're not to be fear-driven. Be cautious, but not fear-driven. You need to tell fear, fear, you can't scare a dead person with death. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, you began dying to the old life of sin. You began dying to that old way of living. We have died to sin in Jesus Christ, and we have arisen to new life with Him. Eternal life began for you the moment that you accepted Jesus into your life. And if you were to die prematurely, guess what? When you take your last breath on this earth, your next breath is in heaven.
Yes, sir.
With God. Is that good news here tonight?
Yes,
so you tell them, you say, you can't scare a dead person with death because I know where I'm going when I physically leave this earth. So God has given us a spirit of power, of love. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you have been born of God. 1 John 5:1, 1 John 4:7. The love of God is resident on the inside of you when you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord. You know, COVID-19, I was telling Dan today, is the invisible enemy that has caused schism, division, and discrimination. If you know, you can allow it to cause you to discriminate, and we shouldn't do that. You know, if a person becomes so fearful of COVID-19, you become too inward focused. But God has given us the spirit of love. You love God. How many here tonight love God? How many here tonight have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord? Then the love of God should be resident on the inside of you. And if the love of God is resident on the inside of you, then you can reach out to others in your sphere of influence with the love of God. But this nasty virus would want to make you become inward focused. Don't let it do that. It would want to make you think, I wonder if he has it, or I wonder if she has it, or I wonder if I get too close that I'll contract it. It would try to stop you from reaching out with God's love toward others. You know, when When God gives you an opportunity in the upcoming days and weeks to reach out to someone and you get afraid, just think to yourself, what would my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ do? What would Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Case in point, Matthew chapter 8. Jesus, when he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. Verse 2. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now, leprosy was looked down upon. It was considered in this time a contagious disease. People who had leprosy were discriminated against. Nobody wanted to be around them. But Jesus was full of the love of God. And Jesus was outward focused, not inward focused. Verse 3. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. There's the key. Jesus reached out his hand and he touched the man. Nobody else would have done that. It was a contagious disease, so it was thought. But Jesus loved all people. He loved the lepers. He touched them and he healed them. And I encourage you to do the same thing in the coming days. If God gives you a ministry opportunity to befriend somebody and share a cup of coffee with them, don't be afraid and think, what if they have the virus? Sit with them. Sip some coffee. Be a friend to that person. Remember always, what would my Savior and Lord Jesus do in this situation? We need to be outward focused during this time. Don't let this disease cause any kind of schism, division, and discrimination. Amen? In the midst of it, in the midst of the crisis that this nation and the world is going through, we can love others just the same. Remember this, God has got your back. God is faithful. And he's given us what? Number one, the spirit of power, dunamis. Love, agape, the love of God. Loving God and loving others, right? Knowing that God has got your back. And he's given us a sound mind. While this world, while America is going crazy with this crisis, you can have a sound mind in the middle of the storm. Remember the storm in Mark chapter 4 on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus and his disciples were sailing on the Sea of Galilee, right? And Jesus was in the back of the boat, right? And all at once, as they were sailing, a storm arises, and this boat is being rocked back and forth. And it was nearly swamped, but Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion, and the disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? See, they were struck by fear. They were expecting the worst possible end result. Jesus, don't you care if we drown? They thought they were going to drown and lose their lives. But where was Jesus? Jesus was in the back of the boat, sleeping like a baby with a sound mind. Why was Jesus sleeping like a baby in the back of the boat with a sound mind? Why is that? Why is that? Because he knew that boat was in the palm of God's hands. He knew that boat was not going to tip. He knew they were not going to drown. He knew that God the Father had their back. Amen? Amen. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got your back. Your life will not tip. You will not drown. You will not lose your life. God is faithful. God has got your back. He's got your days numbered. And he will take you when those days are up. Amen? Amen. We serve a miracle-working God. You are protected under the shadow of his wings. Amen? Amen. Don't let this virus, don't let this disease stop you from moving forward with your life. In the midst of it, God has got something great for you to do. But keep your eyes on Jesus as your example for living in every part of your mind. Just remember it when the boat gets rocky. If the boat gets rocky here in the next few weeks or months concerning this crisis, if it gets rockier, remember God is faithful. God has got your back. He will never leave you. God will never forsake you. Amen?